Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I'm with Eric Astrakhan, who's Executive Director of the Tile Council of North America. Eric, how you doing?
Just fine, Kemp.
I'm actually sitting here with you in right outside of Clemson, South Carolina, at your very impressive headquarters. I had no idea I was coming to such a wonderful place with all these laboratories. I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing, Eric.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah, well, thanks for agreeing to be with us and talk to our audience because, you know, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. First, since we're here, remind our listeners exactly what the mission is for TCNA.
The Tile Council's mission is to expand the ceramic tile market in North America. And we do that through the development of standards, research, education, training, some work with the government, and the promotion of tile through events like coverings.
All right. So, I mean, it would be your goal that more and more people would consider tile in both their residential or commercial buildings. And so you'd like to, over time, through probably the use of science and some of the things I can see that you have here at your location, you'd like to see the market share of the use of tile increase, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you're not going to go out and spend a lot of money on consumer advertising to get that done, are
you? Nope, that's not what we do.
As a matter of fact, I think from one of the things that's unique about you is your funding is primarily, I mean, you're almost self-funded. 80% of your revenue is self-funded, is that right?
That's right. That's right. And we're pleased that more than 99% of the tile manufactured in North America, that those manufacturers are members of Tile Council.
All right. Well, as we're approaching coverings, I know that you always like to give out statistics of, you know, how the market's doing. You do analysis, you get a lot of government statistics, you put it all together and you roll it out. I don't mean to steal your thunder from your press event at coverings, but can you give us just some top line figures as far as how is tile doing versus the rest of the flooring categories?
Our understanding versus flooring, the flooring industry in general, is that flooring is down, tile is down. In terms of dollars, that number is about 12% that it's down.
Okay.
In terms of square footage, total consumption of tile is down about 21% this year versus last year, although domestic shipments of tile in terms of square footage are only down 14.5%.
Okay, all right. And we're, you know, Floor Focus is working on our May issue, our annual report. We've got the total flooring industry from a dollar perspective off a little bit more than 10%. And so if your stats are accurate, one of the things we'd have to factor in is how much of it's floor versus wall. And then we'd have to factor in, so you may have lost a little slight piece of share in the overall, but basically what you're saying is that you're off kind of like what the flooring industry is.
That's what we understand.
Well, and I look forward to sitting into and hearing more details at coverings about all the different sectors within the business. One of the things I'd like to ask you also, though, while we're together, is what kind of trends are you seeing in the marketplace in the ceramic tile market?
Okay. We're seeing a lot of trends, certainly in this kind of economy. Manufacturers are looking to develop new products to continue the excitement with ceramic tile. So we continue to see the move towards larger and larger format tile, and where grout is a smaller piece of the total picture. Certainly the manufacturers of grouts and mortars are developing more and more innovative technology to make it easier to put tile in and to make that grout as impervious as possible. Of course, we're seeing a lot on the green front. Tile is already zero VOC, but we look to our members are developing new products there, some new technology that they're going to announce at coverings, and increasing the recycled content in many cases of the ceramic tile they're selling.
Let me on the green thing real quick. I mean, when you start thinking sustainability in tile, not to oversimplify, but I mean, I wouldn't even have thought that was an issue with you guys because, I mean, you're basically come from dirt or clay. You're a clay product and a very natural product. And as far as life cycle analysis, you're off the charts versus a lot of other flooring. So what you're saying is that there are people, especially on probably the A&D side, that are asking questions about how you relate compared to maybe other flooring surfaces, and you're working to put some of that data together. Is that right?
That's exactly correct. Okay. Because so many other materials have some off-gassing or VOC content
All right, got your green information. One of the trends that I think we talked about right before getting into this interview, and I think this is very interesting, is that while ceramic tile in the past has been sold through a lot of different channels, you're starting to see more and more tile sold through these general flooring stores, aren't you?
That's exactly right. Certainly the sales of tile more and more are going through the general flooring, and people who previously perhaps focused on just carpet are now getting into tile. So we're seeing tile distributed through many, many different channels.
So, you know, one of the things I find really interesting about that is when a homeowner, female, she goes in and is looking for options for changing a room, she can go to one place and see a lot of options around tile, both at the home center but also in the independent flooring retailer. So it's very interesting to see that trend. One of the things that tile has been, I mean, it's just far and talking trends, granted the per capita usage of tile in America is a lot less than you see it anywhere else in the world. You guys, for the longest time in the tile market, have understood the emphasis on fashion. Your members of this organization continue to really lead in that area, don't they?
They do. They really do.
Yeah. When you go to coverings, you see these rooms. I mean, they romance the whole environment by either making a bedroom or a living room or a bathroom and building it completely out so that they can show the entire fashion of the business. And so that is one area where I think your membership has led in. What else is, from a trend standpoint, are we seeing?
Well, I mean, Kemp, you're exactly right that there is this continued emphasis on design, but in terms of other trends, we're seeing a lot of people paying attention to the quality of the installation. So we have implemented with our partners at NTCA and the Italian Association and Spanish Association and others an emphasis on certification of tile installers. We're seeing a continued trend towards heat in the floor, where people are doing under tile heating. It's very, very affordable, costs very little in terms of energy.
I've got to think that's got to be a huge factor. In this country where people want comfort and they've got several different options, in times past, there may have been a misperception of, you know, how comfortable it was to live on a tile floor, and being able to offer actually a heat source underneath a product like tile. And it's super efficient too, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And the heat is all around you, so it doesn't blow in from an air duct, it doesn't come off of a radiator, it just completely surrounds you. Once you have heat in a floor, you're really never going to go back to any other form of heat.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be necessarily a bathroom. I mean, we're seeing that in kitchens, and it doesn't necessarily have to be up in the northern part of the country either, does it?
Right. No, absolutely not. People in the south use it. They just don't turn it on in the summer months, but in the winter months, they'll use it from time to time. Certainly up in the mid-range to northern parts of the country, it's just unbelievably enjoyable.
All right. Any other trends to talk about?
Yeah, I'd like to mention one thing that we think is very interesting. Although we're all facing a tough economy, we have seen not nearly as large a drop-off in the high end of the market as we've seen in the low end of the market. So the lower end tile sales have dropped off more quickly than the higher end sales. And that points to the consumer's appreciation for design, fashion. And in that regard, the North American manufacturers really are leading the industry. So that part of the market has not suffered as much as the lower-end imported tiles.
Now, that's very interesting. So what you're basically saying is that the 99-cent or the low end of the market is seeing a bigger decline than the $2 and $3 a square foot type. And I'm just talking about raw price and maybe even up to the $4. But, I mean, so the more expensive tiles aren't falling off in volume like the cheaper tiles.
That's right.
That's very interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, with coverings coming up, I wanted to make sure we point out, you actually have a space at coverings where people can come and hear more about your green story, hear more about the certification for installers. So tell us a little bit about that so that our listeners who are planning to go to coverings know where to go and meet Eric and find out more about your organization.
Well, thanks for asking, Kemp. I mean, we certainly hope that people coming to coverings are going to come to the North American Pavilion, because we have a lot going on there. Almost all of our members have told us about important announcements that they're going to make during coverings and new products that they'll be showing. We also have a stage where new installation techniques are being demonstrated. The Ceramic Tile Education Foundation will have ongoing certification, I think up to 20 installers being certified, and that'll take place during the first few days of the show. And then there's our entire art tile village and courtyard where people can see the latest in artistic tile and new designs as well. So between all the new installation materials, the new tile technology, the certification, we think there's a lot to see and a lot that's exciting in the North American Pavilion.
Well, we're about to run out of time. I did want to make one other point. There is a consumer, perhaps, misperception that ceramic tile or porcelain tile are imported products. And actually, in fact, the people that you represent are making this product. It is a made in the USA product right here in this country, right?
Right. We represent all of North America now. Mm-hmm. So for our American members, it's made in the USA. And for our North American members, it's made in Canada or Mexico.
Yeah, so made nearby.
That's right. That's right. And what that means, of course, is in terms of regional availability, in terms of the cost to ship products, it doesn't cost a lot to ship it. Doesn't have a big carbon footprint to move that tile from the factory, because for most of North America, that tile is produced less than 500 miles away from where they live. So it makes it very, very affordable and very available.
Great, Eric. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. We've been talking to Eric Astrakhan, who's Executive Director of the Tile Council of North America. If you're interested in seeing him, he will be at coverings in the TCNA booth. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.